to this edition of the Virginia Bioscience Podcast. This edition features remarks by the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, the Honorable Bill Bowling. The program is recorded on December 17, 2009, at the Virginia Bioscience Business Roundtable in Richmond. The event, sponsored by the Virginia Biotechnology Association and numerous national and statewide partners, was focused on the latest developments in the Virginia bioscience industry. The Lieutenant Governor shared his views with the audience on the importance of the bioscience industry to Virginia, and his expectations that the new McDonald administration will be focused on issues that relate to bioscience economic development. The program lasts for approximately 5 minutes. For more information about the biosciences in Virginia, please visit us on the web at www.vabio.org.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Hugh, very much. I assure you my comments will be brief because I'm looking forward really to hearing this distinguished panel. I thought there were more than just two of them.
There's going to be a third.
Okay, I was waiting on the distinguished members to show up over there. But Hugh's very kind to ask me to say a couple. Really, I'm here today just kind of listen and learn more about your industry. As you may know, one of the things that both Governor-elect McDonald and I talked a lot about in our recent campaigns, our primary focus right now is on getting Virginia's economy moving again and creating jobs. That is clearly the biggest issue facing the state. And my responsibility as Lieutenant Governor in this new administration is going to be to serve as Virginia's Chief Jobs Creation Officer, which simply put means that it's my job to kind of oversee our economic development and job creation efforts across numerous state secretariats and agencies and departments that have involvement in economic development and job creation, as well as with the public sector and the private sector. And I'm looking forward to doing that. One of the strategic areas in which we think, based upon our discussions with people like Pat Gottschalk, who has done a great job as our Secretary of Commerce and Trade for the past 4 years, and Jeff Anderson and our team at the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, one of the strategic areas that we think Virginia has great potential in from an economic development standpoint is this area of biotechnology and life sciences. Your conference today was very timely. I was up in Boston a couple weeks ago at a meeting of the National Lieutenant Governors Association, and we sat down with the folks in Massachusetts who were heading up their biotechnology and life sciences program. And as you all know, they're widely recognized as one of the more aggressive and successful states in the country at doing that. And in the course of our discussion with them, I hope I don't offend anyone by telling this story, but I asked them, after they had done this great presentation on what they were doing in Massachusetts, I asked them, I said, how do you, from a competitive standpoint, how do you view Virginia in the area of biotechnology and life sciences? And the folks looked at each other, like, what do we say now? And I said, I just want you to be honest with you. I mean, how do you view Virginia as a competitor in the area of biotechnology and life sciences? And their honest answer was, we do not view Virginia as a competitor in biotechnology and life sciences. And I asked them who they viewed as competitors, and of course they told me Maryland and Texas and California and Florida, places like that. And then we talked a little bit about, well, why is that? And I think that to put it very simply, the why is it that we're not viewed as a competitor is we really haven't put the emphasis on biotechnology and life sciences, nor have we put the oomph behind the emphasis. And you all know what I mean by that. And we haven't put the resources behind it. Compared to some of these other states, we're doing $100 million and $250 million capital funds to attract, you know, life sciences and biotechnology companies. We're not doing any of that. So, you know, we think this is a real strategic area. It's a perfect fit for Virginia when you look at the resources that we have, the great work that's been done in places like the Biotechnology Research Park right here. What has been done at this park is amazing. The possibility that we have with the new Howard Hughes Medical Center in Loudoun, the major research universities that we have, the medical centers across the state, this is an area where we should be able to play. It's an area where we should be able to compete with anybody across the country. But to do that, we've got to make some major legislative changes. We've got to make some major investment changes. So I came back from Boston having had that discussion. It was like the next day I opened up my email and there was a notice about this conference that you all were having. So, I'm really here this afternoon to be able to sit through a couple of panels just to listen and learn. And the offer that I would like to make to the association, Mark, and anybody else interested, we want this to be a strategic area of focus in a McDonnell Bowling administration. So I want to offer to meet with you all, work with you all. If there are legislative changes, resource changes, let us know what they are. Can't promise that we can get them all done, but I will promise you that it's going to be a real emphasis of what we're doing. We want to grow this sector, because the next time I'm in Massachusetts, I want to be able to tell them we don't view Massachusetts as a competitor.
Thank you for downloading the podcast of the Virginia Biotechnology Association. For more information, please visit us at www.vabio.org.